get in there. You could have Celsius.
Dude, that was the most wild thing I remember is did when Celsius got popped that they had the distribution issue and they were high noons. They accidentally put high noons in the seltzer, so people were getting energy drinks and they were getting high noons. So.
Oh man, I could go for that for sure. Do you think I need these upper lights on? Is it kind of dark in here? Are we feeling dark?
It is a little dark, but
I've been feeling dark for a month now, if you know what I'm saying.
So I'd probably put them on. Yeah, put us
here. Actually, Derek, that little remote right there, my dude.
Cool.
There's a little on button if you just want to point it at the ceiling. I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast where sex work meets self work and we laugh through the chaos one.
The power.
It burns.
We look good. All right. This room is very white, so, and I'm a pasty guy.
So you blend into the walls.
No. I feel like I look tan in here.
I am so pasty. It's been a crazy journey because I have to do all these muscle shoots all the time. And I'm like, I'm realizing how little I'm actually going out in the sun because I can't see any of my muscles.
How hard is it for you to tan, though? Because I feel like you are doing handstands in your house.
I'm just getting one in.
All right, your turn, Derek.
I don't know. I have the skinny little nerd arms. I don't have much to flex.
No,
but,
give us a flex. Show them the python.
All right, you got to get the...
That's why I didn't go sleepless today. I knew I would be embarrassed.
Oh, So I need to let y'all know right now ahead of time going in. Y'all did end up seeing the last episode, which was a solo episode. Things are going not much better this time around. I mean, we're getting there. We're working on it better every day. But I broke, I don't know if I broke my thumb, but I definitely jammed my thumb against a signpost when I was rollerblading. And now I can't bend it. It makes it really hard to give hand jobs, which sucks, but blowjobs are better
anyway.
How
come you keep injuring yourself?
Every time we talk to you... Rollerblading injury the last time we were here.
Yeah, I did. Because here's the thing. I talked about this on the episode about quitting vaping, and Uncle Kyle, you're starting to quit vaping from what I hear.
I mean, I'm hoping this doesn't blow my face off because I do the low level.
Are you doing one right now?
Oh, yeah.
One. I'll get my Lucy here. Not sponsored.
Lucy together.
I was about to plug. Because even the 3 or 2 milligram Nicorette just blows my face off. It's also kind of my fault because I didn't know you're not supposed to just chew.
Oh yeah, you chew
it
a little bit or this. I heard that people are just straight up swallowing all the spit that accumulates, and I'm like, because that's how you're gonna get feeling unwell. You know what I mean? But you just pop that in there.
It's like doing a dip.
I mean, if you want to get high.
You want to get high?
Have a little nicotine. It'll blow your face off. We'll see how quickly it takes for me to.
Yeah, it will a little bit. But I mean, it is an interesting thing because one of my things for me, you're asking why I get injured and stuff like that, is because I don't think it was necessarily just the nicotine for me. It's the process of doing it and the way that it burns your throat and your lungs you feel the pain, right?
He's explained that too, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I've been chewing tobacco since I was 16 years old, and the spitting part of it, which I know is disgusting, I'm fully aware of that, is part of it. Because people are like, why don't you just try the Zins? It makes me want to, a hillbilly. Yeah. I need to have one of those brass.
Not me, standing over the sink. Spitting my own spit into the sink because I don't want to swallow it all because I don't want it to be too much. So I'm just I'll just spit it out into the sink. I don't care.
You're kind of supposed to, unless you get the Norwegian and the Swedish people are savages.
And they just swallow it.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but we're rocking 3s and 6s over here in America. They're we got 24 milligram pouches.
Jesus Christ. That is crazy. How do you even survive that? That's wild. But
one pouch for the whole week.
The pain is what's good. It's why even with the Lucy's, they burn your upper lip. And I'm it burns so good.
It burns so good. Yeah.
And when you have something think the fume we tried to play with the last time. That
yeah,
you
were talking
were
about
on,
that, yeah.
There's no burn. There's no there's nothing. It's you're just, I'm taking a breath. Fine. I'll just breathe. That's disgusting.
The idea is feeling you're sucking / smoking something.
Yeah,
right?
You're
that's what it is without actually doing it.
He doesn't like to cough when he smokes weed.
Oh, I hate
this
it.
Is like the most unrelatable.
I'm opposite of you
two. You and me were like,
I don't cough. I'm like, I'll just trap it down there and just not even let it come out. Maybe it'll turn to cancer. Maybe not. Who knows? We'll just keep it down there forever, just like all your feelings. Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Because he always tells me, he's like, when we smoke, you know, I kind of am like more chill. I'm not trying to get blazed out of my mind necessarily. He's like, yeah. I need you to die a little bit when you hit this thing.
If you ain't dying, you ain't trying.
Yeah, like, you need to die a little bit.
I had that moment the other day. So I was like hitting some writer's block because of the quitting vaping. Because until I quit vaping, like, I didn't realize, I was like, oh, I've cut back. And I definitely had. Like, everybody noticed how much I'd cut back, right? But once I quit, I didn't realize how much I still did it. And sitting at a computer and writing a book when you have nothing to just, like, if I would get stuck on an idea, I'd just sit there and vape for a little bit, just breathing my robot dick marshmallow piss flavored air. Yeah, I f-ing like it. I still do. I tingle a little bit when I think about it, but I'm done. And it was like, I couldn't focus on anything or write anything or have new ideas because all I could think about was like,
well, probably, like, I would imagine at some point, because you do it for so long, it just becomes, like, subconsciously you start even doing it. Like, you're not even, like, thinking about doing it. You're just doing it because you're so used to just subconsciously doing it,
if it's any sort
right?
of just, like, thinking about it or any sort of, like, stress or anxiety. Yeah. And some people don't know, but I vaped for, like, over a decade. And you said that you've been with tobacco way longer than that. Like, so it's something that you do that long, because I feel like a lot of people jumped on the vape train, like, within the last couple of years. And I'm not saying
it's been
that,
super popular now.
Yeah, like, it got super popular. But I was back when they first came out with, like, the little blues from gas station. You twist that shit, you feel so fancy. And when they came out with the vanilla joints. One, you were like, what the f-? There's cherry? Like, there's three flavors?
Like the most basic ever.
That's even way further back, and those tasted like you were smoking chalk.
Yeah. And then, but did you ever like the candy cigarettes?
What?
Dude, so I think I'm gonna. Oh,
like,
man, I want to remember
like
the
six
name
of chalk, and you eat them.
Yeah, but you don't light them on that, fire. Yeah. You could still hit it because it's got a little dust. You'd be like, smoking, guys.
Wait, no, I'm saying, but you said like the chalky like taste and like flavor of the old blue.
Yeah.
I also liked the chalky because I just like weird chalky bland. Like, I like, there's this kind of like Smarties that's not.
Smarties are good.
But they're not even really as sweet as tart as Smarties. It's just like chewing on chalk.
So you're just like eating like full chalk. You're just like, oh, this is delicious. And the person's like, what?
Molly was
are you eating
in
that?
You're
like,
this
you
is delicious. I see her creep up to the board and then chalk. A piece of chalk
you're
just
eating a piece
disappears.
Of chalk, yeah.
I need to go to the Miss Murray. I need to go to the bathroom. She comes back and she's got to say she smashed a box of powdered donuts.
It's like you saw the cocaine under it's just like all on my lower lip because I'm just a gnawing chalk.
She goes, Molly, have you been eating chalk again?
There's like rainbow colors on your lip from all the different colors of chalk.
Yeah. I say no and a cloud just comes out.
No,
that's why I was homeschooled, actually. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Oh,
how was that? I actually kind of am curious. Like, do you feel like, did you feel like sheltered or like, did you still have like, how did you meet friends and stuff? I feel like homeschooling is weird.
I mean, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I'm just
saying, do
you don't
friends?
Like socialize when
friends?
At school. What are you
kidding me? I still don't have any. What are we talking about? Friends? Am I autistic or homeschooled? Next game show, autistic or homeschooled? Nobody knows. Maybe both. We're going to learn today because I don't know. Like, I had no friends. I was like bullied. Like crazy stuff, and even now I have trouble just like keeping and holding on to friends, and I'm just weird. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, the social whatever, but you learn it as you
boring.
Go.
Normal's boring.
Yeah, but like homeschooling, like, at the time, I kind of like half hated it. Half
but like,
loved
do you take like, do you take like tests? How do you have homework? You're already home.
Were you an only child as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had a younger brother who. I thought would hate me now that we're adults, but we're actually cool now. So
okay, cool.
I really bullied him. So. What you do with homeschool in a typical situation is like one of the parents is home, schooling the kids, making sure that they read the books. Like, you go through, you got like a little syllabus or something, I would assume. And what I did is that my mom liked to go to Walmart. And so when she would go to Walmart, I would climb up into the closet where all the answer books were. And I would just answer enough right, to pass and not look suspicious.
I need to backtrack slightly, though,
because
you said something that's very funny to me. Was your brother also homeschooled?
Yeah.
And he still got bullied because you bullied him? That's like the worst bad beat of all time. Like, you still get bullied and you're not even going to school.
But you know the best part? But here's the best part. I got bullied in school. I come out, I bully my brother, right? But my brother had friends. Somehow, as a homeschooler, he had a bunch of friends. No, not me.
And you bullied him. That's why you didn't have friends. You need to calm down. Be nicer.
No. I've spent so many fucking years being people. I don't get I'll be nice to people if they're nice to me.
Fair.
Well, you're nice to us.
That reminds me.
Yeah, because you guys are nice.
No,
you guys are
trying
cool.
to be. Yeah.
Trying to be. For the most
and
part.
I feel like I was mean to Kyle, to be fair, like one of the first times that I came on your pod. Because
we
called
him
the
Shrek bartender or
but
whatever,
that,
right?
To me, I understand that it hurt Kyle's feelings, your feelings. I understand that.
No,
and I recognize that. However,
you're projecting, okay? You're projecting. Let me be clear. My feelings were not hurt. It was.
It was meant to be a compliment.
It was a sick burn, and she knew it at the time.
It was a good burn.
And I didn't remember what's your guy's name? David?
David.
David, throw a picture up of the lady from Shrek
David,
so people
Shrek.
Have a reference.
It's pretty good.
Because I hadn't seen that in years.
Side by side.
Derek's sitting at the desk, and he looks it up in episode, and I'm immediately like, wow, that was a roast.
It was. It was a good one. That was funny. It's all jokes.
But to be fair, I mean, it's just that as things stand, I don't know that you'd be like a pretty woman, which is fine. But I don't think I'd be like a pretty man.
I'd be a husky woman. I'd be like an Alona Maher or whatever her name is.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
She plays for the USA women's rugby team.
Why do you know that?
Because I'm
He's
all
a
about
super fan.
Because I'm all about female empowerment, Derek, and you're a misogynist pig. That's why. Because
I don't know a rugby player.
I even watch WNBA games.
Misogyny. Because I have no idea. That's what that means. Yes.
Apparently, I'm the most up to date with current events in this room.
Well, yes, actually, that's why I'm curious to talk to you guys. Actually. I was thinking about that today because I asked ChatGPT, like, hey, what's going on in the world? Because I haven't been paying attention because I'm just like crafting worlds and quitting vaping
hot.
And shit.
Thank you, Lucy. Your service was appreciated.
And everything that came up that was like viral news, I'm like, man, the world is like really boring. Maybe I just don't have my finger on the pulse of things. Like, what's going on in the world? Mm. Is there things I need to know? Because I heard about women's NBA. Is getting more popular, but that's because I heard that some of them are wearing strap-ons. Did I hear that?
No. Green dildos were being thrown onto the court.
Which Loki is hilarious because they started throwing dildos on the court, and then the player's like, you guys need to stop doing this, but I think it's pretty funny.
One player was struck. She was a white non-lesbian, which I think was a best case scenario for a dildo to hit somebody.
Angel Reese sucks really bad, and she always just misses shots, so there's like memes and funny videos about her like trying to make a layup, and it's just like just completely bad misses.
Okay, I have a question really serious before I lose it. Do you think that straight women use dildos more? Or lesbian women?
No, I'm saying there would have
because
been...
Because dildos are hard to, like, use on yourself.
I mean, I wouldn't know, but yeah.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
I've seen the
I'm trying to educate you.
Gotta
you have to, like, grip
base.
It from the bottom. You don't have to do that with a penis, like, and you're trying to, like, get yourself into weird
isn't
positions.
Isn't it all about being
a
DJ
work.
Anyways? You're trying to be DJ, you know? Like,
some
not
mean,
a...
How are you doing this with a...
Not with a dildo. That's my point. You don't even need one.
Some women can come from internal stimulation, but I just feel like in most, like, hetero relationships, guys aren't necessarily more likely to use, like, an internal toy than their own penis with their partner. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
if you're in a lesbian couple or like just lesbians
yeah,
fucking,
you
scissor, I mean, you
scissor
and stuff.
Yeah.
But what if you're also using a dildo more?
Lesbians weigh in. I feel like y'all
lesbians
don't scissor.
I, need to know.
I feel like the scissoring is rarer than you think it is.
If I had to guess, like if gun to my head you had to pick, I would say lesbians use dildos more. But the funny thing about that is like they should be anti-dick.
Straight women
because they're lesbians.
Vibrators. Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I,
well,
am
to be
I wrong
fair,
with saying
there's,
that?
There's a lot of different kinds of dildos. They don't have to look like an actual penis.
Yeah, it could
just
like
look like
a
tentacle.
Or something, yeah.
It could be
it
like
truth.
A horse cock. There's like so many different things
true.
You can do, or just like a random color.
Horse
like
cock is disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I used to have one of those. It's big in my forearm.
Damn.
Crazy.
That is crazy. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Poor Gina.
But no, Debbie, well, who's that? There's that main player. What's her name? Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark.
Don't pretend like you don't know who it is. You're going out of your way. This is news. She's bringing it back.
No, maybe. I know, but the sad part that I was going to get into is that with the WNBA thing is she is someone that's brought more attention and star power to the WNBA, and then all the other players are like bullying her and shitting on her. It's just like, you've been fighting and arguing about getting more money in the league forever, and then you're shitting and beating up the person that could bring you more money.
It's because she probably made a ton of money on NIL deals and sponsorships and stuff. She's a millionaire, guaranteed. Yeah. She has more money than all of them. Like, by a large margin, guaranteed.
Sports. This has been sports.
I'm trying to think of any other fun things. There's a fun thing I stumbled around where there was like a sunburn contest. Have you seen that? That's pretty insane.
You mean a skin cancer contest?
Yeah, like, I was just thinking.
I'm telling you, like, why? I mean, we can't look it up right now, but you should look up the pictures. They literally are shriveled and like pure, like lobster red, and like,
but
they're like,
why? What do they win?
It's in Florida, and you're like, sweet, I don't know.
The producer, yeah. Get the phone, do it. Go to the phone.
Like, yeah, we gotta.
I'm telling you, it's insane. Like,
someday I'm gonna get that monitor hooked up, and things will happen. Okay, so sunburn.
I mean, you found something.
So here you go.
You
look
found
at those
something
pictures.
That's equally as stupid as that.
Tell
power
me that's
slap
not like
shit.
Disturbingly gross. And they look like they have little viney like veins
know what
in their
he
skin
looks
and
like?
Stuff.
He looks like when you go to a butcher and you see the salamis hanging
yeah.
on the back.
Yeah,
that's what his arm.
But
looks
But why would
like.
You even
Wait,
do
is
that?
Is that Tom Hanks?
It kind of does look like him, but it's not him.
No thanks, Tom Hanks. That sounds.
It's in. It says it's in New Orleans, which is also random. That doesn't even make sense. It's but, like, look at that. You get, like, sunny. At some point, you get, like, the weird skin disorder and stuff. I don't even know why you'd want to do that. You're, like, asking to die.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That was
I
something
mean,
interesting.
She has freckles, and she wasn't supposed to.
Especially,
you know what I mean?
Especially like, if that thing's bad, because I had this little burn that I got, like, a couple of months ago. I didn't take good care
Oh, okay.
Of it.
New, I learned something new yeah. then. Tell. Unless this is, and I don't know, it seems like it's kind of fighting itself, but they're saying that this isn't real, though.
Oh, okay.
There are no real sunburn competitions. Photos of them going viral, typically AI-generated.
Oh, but it's like a meme okay. thing because it's like look at all thing. These. They're competing, clearly. Yeah.
How dare
Do you,
know
you
bring
what they
AI
me?
Memes?
Do you know what they
it says
remind
it's real
me
in
of?
Florida, though. I don't know.
When, this is how my grandmother, sick, twisted person, used to eat marshmallows from the fire. You ever roasted a marshmallow?
Yeah. Oh, love S'mores, them. Yeah, it's a good time.
Just stick it all the way in. Mm-hmm. Fry it. Burn mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Black. Bring it out. Eat just the charred bit. Then put it back in the fire.
You get the
and
double
she would
dip.
Eat
Hello.
Away the layers of just charred, never Ugh. Enjoying the gooey center of a marshmallow. And that's what those people remind me of. All the different charred layers just peeling off.
Yeah.
My grandma would eat
them. Disturbing.
That's how I do a malo, though. Like, I let it light on fire, and then you blow it out, but I eat the whole thing.
No. But do you make the whole outside, like, charred black?
It's hard not to. When you stick it in the fire, it's just like,
But you can even, I can even understand like the bubbling brown, but like just like a charred, like when you flick it, it falls
It's
off,
more of a brown
like,
char for
like
me, kind of like a little, like a sear, but I guess he likes full
I
freaking.
I will
not
be flambing any marshmallows for either one of you. I feel like I'll do it wrong.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, nobody wants that for you. Yeah.
A traumatic childhood.
No, I try to stay out of topics, though. I think most topics are boring, and it's all political, and I always try to stay away from that
Yeah,
bullshit,
I just feel like
cares?
The more that you know about what's going on in the world, the unhappier you are.
Correct. I'm a firm
know.
Believer of that as Fact. Well.
It, like, ignorance is kind of bliss, though. And then when you start to kind of dive back in and peek in, like, maybe I want to see these things. Maybe I want to know what's going on. You're like, oh, wait, no, I was cool back here.
Yeah, full depression town and darkness.
Or you
and
start to
sad.
Realize, like, how inane and stupid it is that you ever cared about something similar to that in the first place because you realize you don't really have control over anything that's happening. So then you're wasting valuable time getting upset about things that don't affect you.
Correct.
It's crazy.
I wish a lot of people could.
Or even
that.
If they do
it's
affect you,
advice.
You can't fix the things. You know what I mean?
No, it's out of our control. Yeah. So that's why just live your life and enjoy your life and do the things you enjoy and just ignore the outside bullshit. I think that's why news are dying anyways. Like news, no one who watches the news.
Except it's just
like
old people shit.
Yeah, it's old
my
people
dad
shit, right?
Loves like, the news. Yeah. Loves
like,
the
dude,
news.
My dad never cared about politics. And then one day he turned a certain age and he's like Fox News. And it's just like, what happened, dude? Like, wait, is that what's going to happen to me? It's like,
I just want to be informed.
It's like, do we hit a certain age and all of a sudden we just care about the news? I don't want that. That's frightening.
I mean, I don't watch any of the major NBC, Fox, CNN.
Straight to Breitbart, right?
No.
I'm just kidding.
What is Breitbart? I don't get the reference. Is that like a right-wingy thing?
Yeah, super right-wingy.
Makes sense. I feel like for the people at home, I know what I look like. It's not like that. I'm pretty chill.
What honestly. Do you look like?
Oh, we get called like Trumpers, like two white, because we have a podcast. So it's like, you guys are Trump supporters. Like, we're not. Just because we're two middle-aged white men doesn't mean we're Trump supporters.
Well, maybe they are, and that's why I brought them here today to quiz them. Why did you vote for the orange man?
I don't vote. You can look it up. I don't vote at all.
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Fine. I am a registered Republican. Because I wanted somebody to leave me the fuck alone at the DMV, but I do not vote.
Did you see the DMV like just randomly closed down indefinitely?
No, so I mean they're working on getting it back up, but it was a cybersecurity attack, and like crazy. Nevada's been getting beat up with like a lot of shit going on. But that was one of the things is they leaked all that information out of the DMV, so like there's a bunch of stuff where all your info got leaked. So hopefully.
Do you know what's kind of funny about that is like what info though? Because you can just like look up anything about anyone. I feel like there is no privacy anywhere. It's like when people are like, oh, like this is listening to you and they're listening to you. It's like if you have a phone, they're listening to
you.
Oh
yeah, I've said that all the time. Like people are like, I don't want them to have my information. It's like
it's already everywhere. Because you've put it in because you've not ever read. We all just like scroll to the very bottom of the terms of service and we click accept. Yes, I have understood. You don't understand. None of us understand. We understand nothing more now than when we were children. Stupid little children.
Well, I love that. Have you seen the South Park episode?
They
nailed it. Is that we never read that, right? Have you ever read through a fucking user agreement like word for word?
No
one does, right? So South Park did the part of like, what if they put in there that they'd turn you into human centipede or do crazy shit to you, and we go accept, and it's like you agreed to this,
yeah,
because no one fucking reads it. So there could be crazy shit in there and none of us know, because I'm telling you, there's no one in this world that reads those.
I will say, okay. Shout out South Park. It did make me read them occasionally. I check on them every once in a while just to see if there's any weird shit in there. If I'm like donating a kidney against my will.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? It's like when the internet was first interneting and I like made my first email address, I remember that I started to like read the terms of service. And I got like halfway through. I was like, man, I can read really fast, but like I don't have time for this. Yeah. I think it's fine. Boop. Agreed. And never have I read it.
Yeah. Again. No one does. That's my point. No one does. So there's probably some crazy shit. I almost want to dive into that and see if you could just find crazy shit that they put in there. Because we're all just like, yeah, agree. Yeah, whatever. Course, scroll down. Whatever. I don't care.
Was it an embarrassing email address? Or was it?
Yeah. What was your first email address? You remember?
And puppies.
I remember mine.
I can't say what the first one was, because it's my pen name.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Understandable.
So,
no worries.
But one of them was Lime Green Beads.
Lime Green
Beads? It doesn't
exist
anymore.
Okay. Why that? You just like Lime Green Beads?
I have no
She's
idea.
She's lying. Email her at Lime Green Beads. Are we Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail?
That's where you said it's AOL? At yahoo.com, so you can fly me out by emailing Lime Green Beads.
You should do that for reals. Yeah. Just give people like false. I had one that I used when I would like be at a store and they want you to sign up for a rewards program. And they're like, what's your, or it was the Jeff guy. Were you there for this? We had been out like drinking all night. It was like 7 a.m. and me and this guy decided to go to Best Buy to buy a video game.
Mm-hmm. Back when you could still do that.
Yeah. The hard copies of good old days.
And so we go to the counter and he goes to pay. And they're like, do you have a membership with us? And he goes, oh, yeah, I got a membership with you. And he's like, are you ready? And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, all my spam goes here at AOL.com. And the guy just kind of stared at him like, really? And he's like, That's it.
That's a word.
It's good. Classic. Mine was Sir Swish DT. That was mine. Sir Swish. Like the old basketball movie, Matt Stone and
Trey
Parker.
We need to get a poster made of you doing a jump shot, dude. Like you in the Jordan pose.
Yeah, I was big into basketball, and then I realized I was short and white, and I had no shots. But it was fun.
Happens back in the day.
The dream may have not lasted for a long time, but was there.
It was there, yeah.
Childhood is so interesting because like you're so, I don't know, just determined to like be older.
Yeah, I've talked about this. So just real quick, I'll touch on this, then I want to ask you a question. But I find that time is relative, right? Meaning when we're younger, we want to hurry up. I want to drive a car, right? Or whatever, and it takes forever. Then hurry up, 18, takes forever. 21, I want to drink and be legal. It's just like this feels like an eternity. And
time
then
isn't
real.
That's
what I'm saying. As soon as I turn 21, I'm like, I'm 37. What the fuck? What the fuck? How am I 30? I'm 37. Where did the other years go? I don't even remember. They're just gone.
That's facts.
It's just all like wrapped up in Charlie Unicorn and salad fingers and just everything that made the weird millennial childhood. And now it's like, oh, we're ancient.
But I wanted to ask you this because we have talked about this on our pod. But like, did you have a dream as a kid? Like, what was your dream like growing up where you're like, I want to be this? Like a like an athlete or an actress?
Or even just like a career if you want to be a veterinarian.
How long do we have?
I don't know, whatever.
Okay, because I wanted to be, I know this isn't, I think this is not the correct term anymore, but when I was a kid, I was fascinated by gypsies, so I wanted to be a gypsy.
Like a fortune teller, palm reader.
Yeah, like traveling in a fucking cart and shit. Yeah.
You gotta be like a part of the family. You have to be like Romani. No, that's real shit. It's real shit, dude.
She'd have to be like adopted into some weird... Romanian
she'd have to marry into it to be able to do it. That's real shit, I swear to God.
And I was like, and I wouldn't be marrying my cousin because I'm not related to any of them, but I could be a gypsy. Yeah. Like, I was like, this sounds fantastic. I want to go around in the car. I want to be a dolphin trainer. Like, okay. I wanted
sick.
To train
that's sick. I'd ride an orca before they were smashing people into walls and dragging them to the bottom of the tank.
Yeah,
I don't really understand abused. But I think it's like a girl thing because I feel like so many girls just had like a dolphin phase.
Yeah.
Do you know
it's
what
because
I mean?
It's because of the motion. It's because of the motion. Dolphins are very sexual with their movement. They move in like a wave-like fashion. And it speaks to you women. You're like, that's rhythmic and sexy. And I get, yes, dolphins. Ladies, don't be ashamed of your dolphin phase. We're raising awareness for this shit right now.
So I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, I like dolphins too. Like, I was into marine biology. That was something I was interested in when I was younger too, is like going out and like sharks and stuff like that.
Can you make a dolphin sound? Yours. Kyle, you.
Fuck, mine's not any better, dude. I got no pipes.
That's pretty good.
Yours is like way better than ours.
I can't
fucking do it, dude. My throat's fucked up.
It's pretty good.
I can't get it to curl like it normally does. Oh, I'm so disappointed in myself. Maybe it was the vaping.
Maybe
it fried my throat.
I definitely did today. That's why I blame it on vaping. That's why we're getting hopping on the Lucy.
Yeah, that's
not
right,
sponsored.
That's right.
Do you want to hit Molly with your fun little treat that we got her, or are you trying to save that for like a bang at the end or whatever?
Oh, you didn't want to know what other things we wanted to do? That's fine.
No, absolutely. I didn't know you had more. I was like, damn, okay. We're
a big
dreamer.
Yeah, no, there's more, but continue. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Oh, no. Hold on. Do you? I don't know. I can't remember what I asked.
I stepped on your dreams already. It's like, your dream's dead.
That's all right. They are. It's fine.
I can't remember if I asked you this the last time, but do you have like a name for your following or your fan base? Do they have a name? How do I address
that?
That
has changed. Like, so for podcast specific, it would be the Dirtbags.
Okay.
What's up, Dirtbags? If you recognize us from the last time we were on the podcast, I am Uncle Kyle. This is my man, Sweet Derek, the producer. We are the Naturals. We also have a podcast. You can check that out. Back to your dreams, Molly. Back to you.
Sold the whole thing for a plug.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that we raised awareness for our podcast as well.
See, before we talk about my dreams, which have partially already been fulfilled, we need to bring your dreams to the surface so people can help you recognize your dreams.
Oh, there
you
go.
See what I'm saying?
See, he was, yeah.
We're just building it all up.
The powers combine.
Yeah,
we can do a lot.
All right, hit us with one more. We'll do the trifecta. So you wanted to be a gypsy and a dolphin trainer. What was the third one?
I was also going
to
be an architect and interior designer and design my own whole home office to be a veterinarian in the basement.
why in the basement?
Because that's where secret labs go.
No, okay.
She'd probably make a three-headed corgi Cerberus dog.
But growing up, there was a veterinary office who had like a house, and his practice was like in the basement, like the whole thing was set up. I was like, that's so cool. But I'll build a bigger house. Never did anything.
I love animals, so that's cool. Would you ever clone a dog? Because that's becoming a thing now. Would you like clone one of your dogs?
I've heard about that. And the only one I would consider it with is Ayn, because he's my baby boy. But the more I think about it is the thing with a clone, it doesn't have any of like the experiences. It's just like starting over. It's, like it's not cloning what already exists. So the personality could be entirely different. And he's just like the best dog. So I can, just imagine I clone him. I make him look exactly like him. And I just want to kick him all the time.
Yeah. Or it's like Pet Cemetery. Yeah, trying to murder
that's
you.
What I was going to say. The Pet Cemetery situation is a nightmare.
Yeah. Woo! I don't know. Because it'd be great to just make him live forever. But it's not, it's not the same.
Supposedly, I did see. I mean, I don't know how real this shit is right on the internet. But they said by 2026, they're coming out with a pill that's able to extend the life of your dog. So they actually are finding a way to extend lives of dogs.
It's cool.
Which, if that's real, that would be cool.
Why? I
want to deep dive into it more. I don't know.
We can't fix cancer.
Yeah, we can fix your dog to live another year.
For real.
But it's things like this that I'm like, certain things that get discovered or like this is the promise. It sounds like flying cars, right?
Yeah.
You don't fucking have that. Like, it just seems like they just create these things that like, don't worry, if you just hold on to life a little bit longer, something great is coming right around the corner. And then you keep rounding the corner and you're like, is it here yet? And it's not, because it's just more life.
Yeah.
And also the logistics of flying cars is an absolute fucking nightmare.
Oh, can you imagine?
It's even worse than crashing in the road. Yeah, you just
don't want
flying
cars.
Insta death.
They would have to completely fly for you, like just have like completely automated. But we've seen how that works.
And then you have to worry about a computer glitch smashing you head on into another fucking car.
But it's a thing. I think they're called Waymos. I think they're live now in like San Francisco and stuff. They actually will. There is cars that are driverless that are now driving people around. So we're not that far away from that.
There was some in Vegas.
Are they here now too?
I think there are a couple, because I came across one the other day. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But it was like really tinted, right? But it didn't look like anyone is in this car, and it's got like the cameras and shit. Like,
I've seen those driving around. You're talking about, but they actually have them now where you can sit in it and it'll drive you around, which is crazy. Like
they're big
live,
with the like the conventions and stuff that come into town, because I think they offer a service where you can like pay a fee and they'll give you rides like around the convention corridor and stuff. Because I see them all the time when I am working on the strip.
Okay, but like two different convention halls, or it's okay. So it's just like traveling you around the strip.
Yeah. Yeah, or like taking them to and from their hotels and stuff like that. So it's like a free Uber. A lot of the times they still have a human being sitting in the driver's seat, because you can look that up too.
That's almost more concerning to me than like having no one. And there's just a person who's just sitting there.
Hella weird.
Like doing nothing.
Doing nothing.
What's your job? Yeah. I just watch a car drive itself.
I just sit here and the car goes.
Yeah, like, that is weird. I don't know. I think that is good though, if we get to a point of that, because it should take away human error, but it is weird. But I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to just get in a car if you had a night out or whatever. And you're just like, just take me home.
You've never watched that show Upload? Upload, I think it's on it's either on Hulu or Prime. Upload.
I don't think so. No, what's that about?
So basically, the premise of the show is this is in the not so distant future, and you can upload your consciousness to a server, and you can live forever. Essentially, so like essentially for
as
rich people, essentially as a digital entity. But then there's plot twists in the movie where they're saying that they can download people and like put them back into bodies and stuff. It's a trip.
They already do that.
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live forever, though. I mean, would you want to do that?
Like, would you
live
upload
forever?
Your consciousness into, like, a robot or something?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, not a robot. You have to be on the server. I'm talking about this specifically.
Oh, so like, you're not even in a body entity. You're just in a server.
I mean, they basically
server, like,
get whatever
game?
The fuck they want. If you're rich, you can get whatever food you want. They can like,
but
make it so you can play any golf
player. But if you're uploading a server, then are you technically
want
in a simulation of a game then? Like, your consciousness is downloaded almost into a game?
Correct.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that.
But
that's
we're
what
already
I'm saying.
Living in that.
I mean, to some degree, it's just how crazy
are
is a
we?
Server, right? I don't know. We could. I mean, we could. We're getting like really mind fucky right now.
It's too
now,
dark for me. When I die, I want to die. I want to die and go on to the next thing. I believe that there's something else.
What do you think's out there? What do you think's heaven's like, or like hell, or the cosmos?
You know, I subscribe more to you live more than once. Like you've had alternate lives that you're not conscious of, but like some of that stuff
that
molds
too.
You into the human. That's why maybe some people are just like innately crazy, because they were doing some wild shit.
He had a
shit
fun theory
life.
He mentioned on the pod where he thinks like a birthmark is like how you died. right? Isn't that what you said?
Do you like have a birthmark?
Do you have one?
What's a birthmark? Like more than a mole or something?
Like that. So he says he has like a vivid
we're
dream,
keeping
right?
a PG, okay?
Where he got like stabbed or something there. Didn't you say that or something?
I
like
had a dream that I was like in a battle and I was like, I got knocked onto my back and this guy just took a lance and was like, boom, and like jammed in my leg. And I was like, ah, because I mean, that would be the worst shit ever. I was like, ah, and then they must have killed me because I woke up from the dream.
That definitely could be. I don't know. I think it's interesting. Like, I think anything is possible because we don't fucking know anything.
Correct.
But
correct.
I think I've always kind of thought it'd be interesting if maybe we lived like every single instance of life, like a man, a woman, every race, every sexual orientation, like every sort of traumatic thing, every like positive thing, but you can't remember. That's why dreams can be so fucking crazy.
Yeah, dreams are crazy.
And like once you've experienced all that there is, then maybe you can remember everything. But I think like, because I don't know, I have such vivid dreams that I kind of feel like it's exhausting to like go through them. So it seems like something that's so familiar, you've already had experience before, like deja vu.
Well, deja
vu
is interesting. And there was a guy I read that had deja vu for 8 months straight on everything. And he had to like, he couldn't like work and had to quit his job. Can you imagine like everything just felt like deja vu?
I'd be memorizing the fucking sports scores and getting rich, boys, on some Marty McFly type shit.
But he couldn't see ahead though. It just, everything he did felt like he had already done it. And I just don't know if that would be crazy.
I've had periods of time, not 8 months, like
that. I have too, where you're like, whoa, this feels like it's already happened. It is crazy because deja vu is something that is unexplainable, so it is a trippy concept.
Because I've had like even like just a conversation, I think I've told this like before, but I don't want to see you guys, but I was overseas and like I was having this conversation with my partner and was walking down this place I've never been before, and then like I knew what he was gonna say before he said it.
Oh damn.
And I like heard what I was gonna say before I said it, which I know just sounds like, okay, you're anticipating the conversation or whatever, but when I saw this building I was so struck by like just, I felt like I wasn't there for a second, and the color, just everything looked different. Damn. And I just felt like I've already been here, I've already had this exact same conversation in this exact same place with this person. What the fuck? Like,
it's wild.
I just froze.
It is a weird feeling, because
I mean, also that's kind of like a dope feeling with your partner. You're like, oh, love, like, this is hella cool.
Yeah, but maybe in that reality we killed each other.
I was trying to be positive.
Yeah, I think that there is like every available option for something to happen exists in a different fold of reality.
We briefly talked about that in like decisions you make that I find very interesting, where there's moments in your life, right, where you do make a choice. You do have a choice, like, hey, am I going to do this or am I going to do this? And there's worlds where you're like, ooh, I went that way, and who knows what fucking happened in that world, you
and
know?
Sometimes you make like just subconscious choices, just like choices you don't really think about, but sometimes you remember those particular choices and you think about how much your life shifted or changed, or like your perspective on something, and you look back and think like, what if I didn't do that? Then where would that take me? But even like the small little choices that you make, it's like the butterfly effect. So it just can change the outcome of anything. But I think that for every choice that you do make, I think in another like reality or like that fold in on itself, like you've made the other
branched
options.
Off.
And I think they were talking about that. There's like quantum physics and stuff like that, which I find very interesting. And they're saying that there is like another plane, like a 4D plane does like exist. So if
well,
that
they've
kind of
created
stuff starts
to assist, that then quantum computing chip that they keep like 2000 degrees below zero or something, but they basically said like this one little chip has more computing power than like a field of data, like servers and stuff, like those big warehouses and shit that they build. So it's just crazy.
Feels like the thing you have to find in a video game. That's why we're in a simulation.
Yeah, exactly. It's the prize.
There's one more thing I'll hit real quick because it is fun. Is, did you hear about the object that we don't know what it is that's hurling its way here? Like, there's literally,
yeah,
it's not,
I think,
a meteor.
I heard about that as well.
It's not they said it's an unknown thing, and
that's,
it's traveling
huge
at a crazy, that's huge, that's speed, and it is traveling here, and they're like, it's going to be here in like next month. What
can't
if it
wait
is aliens?
If you land in Nevada,
I don't know, that's frightening.
If you land in Nevada, we got a lot of guns here. Okay,
the fucking guns aren't gonna matter if their technology to get here. We're gonna just get wrecked, dude. We
I'm
have
going
no
out
shot
in a fucking blaze of glory.
But you're the problem. Instead of being peaceful to an alien being where you can learn things, you're like, fucking kill it. Like, that's the problem.
If they're
dude,
cool
humanity.
And they're, you can't just, if they come down and they're diplomatic and they're like, yeah, so like, we just kind of want to check your guys' shit out. Maybe we'll help you clean up the planet a little bit.
I think they already know about us.
Your,
I think
probably
they already know.
If
they
almost
exist,
certainly
they know,
we've been observed and like cataloged.
Oh, fuck
and shit.
Yeah. We're all stupid.
Like, little ants to them, yeah.
Yeah, if they're chill, but it's like you can't just immediately go, okay, you're trustworthy, and then they're your overlords the next fucking
week. Do you feel...
But, hold on.
But if you're nice to them, maybe you can join in on the overlording.
Let me in.
Maybe.
So,
is that what you're going to tell the aliens? Or is that what they're going to tell you?
Just go knock on the fucking ship. I'm coming in. We need to talk. Are you friendly?
I gotta know.
Yeah. No, so we're talking about like deja vu dreams. I have what I call dream ja vu, where I have dreamt shit and then it has happened.
Same.
Okay. Certain things that haven't happened, I'm like,
because we talked about that one thing that you couldn't say what happened, but that had definitely happened. Correct. Because if you talked about it, then Jesus would smite you or something.
This one I could talk about. I mean, not necessarily Jesus. We're good, Jesus. Everything's fine. We're cool.
Or an angel, I can't remember. It was something in the desert.
Yeah.
It's
an interesting story. Yeah.
Yeah. And I tried to pry it out of him. He wouldn't do it. So he really believes
in it. Dude, I'm his best friend, and he won't tell me. So
I had this dream, and I have some wild dreams. It's kind of cool. There's a lot of symbolism in there. I don't dive too deep on the dream books and trying to analyze like every little aspect of it, but certain things have symbols, and you're going through time in your life.
No, it's really fun. Writing dreams is my favorite part of the book series, because you get to like create the insane dreams, or like the feelings of a dream. So sorry, continue. But I love dreams.
Guillermo del Toro is a director that has based his horror movies off of dreams.
Hit that name again.
Guillermo del Toro.
Thank you. You cleaned it up on the second one. You Gilmo'd him.
Did I Gilmo'd him? Okay, Guillermo. My bad. Guillermo.
But Guillermo. I had this insanely lucid, like I was there. It's one of those ones where you're like, oh shit.
Are you actually like moving around and interacting with things like
constantly? Like I am in my body. I am in my house.
Piloting it.
I am with my family. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's just a regular kind of day. Like there's some friends over.
And you know you're sleeping. Like you know, like you were not awake, like in a awake state. Basically,
no, this felt like it felt like if you were like standing up straight and you just fell towards the floor and then you flipped to another side and it changed your clothes, you're in a different room. You know, you would be like, whoa, this is weird. Like, I'm still up.
Okay.
But, like, I don't feel like I'm really here. Okay. But it's like, it was an extremely lucid dream.
Have you ever had moments like that in real life? Like, just kind of, like, looking at where you are and thinking about a time that you've been. And you're like, wait, I did that. Like, you feel like you've turned into, like, a completely different person. Like, it feels so far removed that you're like, how was that me? I recognize that was me. But everything feels different, like, in this moment.
Yeah, growth. You know what I mean? I feel like those moments are great, where you just get to kind of, like, appreciate what you've done for yourself and what you've got.
Yeah,
through,
we've had, like, some surreal moments that with this. I mean, shit, sitting in this room with you. Like, we met you through the pod, just super cool potting with you and creating that networking, and other people that we've had on from Big Irish Jay and Jeff Leach and all those cool things. Because, like, for us, we're just two random dudes. So, on a smaller scale, that's been cool. Like, you know.
Two random dudes who like to talk about alien invasions and dreams.
Hell
and
yeah.
Coming
also,
on your
sorry.
Own face and
get back to
we haven't done any of that this time.
Yeah, we're going down like some fun rabbit holes this time.
So I have this very realistic dream. I'm in my house. All the details like are there. It's just like my family's there, everybody's watching a movie or like some kind of sporting event on TV. I walk up, you know, he's been to my house many, 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 many times. You've been to my house a couple times, like that raised kitchen area. Mm-hmm. I walked up those steps and looked out the front window, which is like essentially aiming south towards the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it just sounded like a plane just overhead, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, it sounded like a plane was flying low and just moving. And then off in the distance, I heard, and I saw a cloud, and I was like, oh, I was like, we're fucking dead. I was like, we're dead. I just turned.
Is this a warning? Because you're like, I dream about things that will happen. Yeah,
right. No. Well, I had this dream. When my mother was still alive. That's why it was so fucking scary, because I just turned to her in the dream and I was like, I love you. And then it just fucking, the heat, the concussive force, like I felt the heat of the fucking bomb and I was like, whoa, have you ever like
do you know
jumped
what's crazy?
Awake?
That's not about that happening to Vegas. That's about your life losing your mom.
I mean, maybe. But it was insane because like I felt the blast and I fucking jumped awake, like my body like jumped off the bed.
I love those dreams. They're the best. Woo! When you're actually like moving to wake up. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh,
I've had sleep
Sleep apnea.
Oh,
not
man.
Sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, dude. Just with the machine. Sleep apnea. Not sleep paralysis.
Imagine I just sleep box. Paralysis in a sleep apnea machine.
Oh, that would be the worst shit. Like a scene from Alien. You're just like...
just completely botched
it. It gets closer and closer from the ceiling. You like also breathing forced air. Yeah.
When you talk about that shit and you're like, you can't move. And you're just staring into a dark corner. You're like, the fucking demon's just going to emerge and eat me and I can't do anything.
You've had that though. You've had sleep paralysis.
Oh yeah,
I haven't.
I haven't either. He said he hadn't. It's
not. It has not happened in the longest time. Oh my god! But I hate that shit so much. It is the worst. It is so fucking scary. You're just like.
My friend gets it, and so like I've heard about it before, but like I've never had that. Like,
You're lucky you then. That shit is scary as fuck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the idea of being awake and you can't move does seem crazy. But yeah, I don't.
Well,
know.
No.
I mean, I die in a lot of my dreams, but like. I'm moving usually.
Yeah.
you're not awake. That's the thing though. You're like semi-conscious. So you're like, you can feel yourself coming out of sleep and like, you know, you wake up and you want to like stretch and like get up and you like go to
Wait,
do that.
Is that what you do when you wake up? Do you actually?
I do. I do.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking like,
scratch myself.
Sorry to interrupt, but how do you guys wake up?
What do you
like? Do you do like a whole like? Because I was wondering if everybody gets out. Because I have my alarm, and when the alarm hits, I just like throw back the covers and I lunge out of bed and I run to the coffee machine. So it's like how I wake
up. I can't get out of bed super fast because I had a scary situation where I got up really fast to go pee
and I peed everywhere. And
I, that would have been the better option. I passed out. I blacked out and I hit my head on the shower and I like the paramedics had to come and stuff and I got a concussion and everything. And I found that it is mainly more. Happens to men, but if you get up too fast, it'll
is it because of the morning wood?
It's something to do with your bladder, believe it or not. So not wood, but something with your bladder.
Something with that whole situation. Yeah,
it'll actually, like, if you get up too fast as you get older as a dude, like, you can fucking pass out, which is pretty crazy.
There would have to be an
intruder. Passing
out is the worst feeling.
It was scary.
Yeah, have you, like, blacked out, like, not, like, blacked out drinking, but, like, passed out?
A couple of times. God damn. Why am I've been talking about this shit so frequently
it's
lately.
It's just
no
weird
idea
to think
why.
About because like, I've almost like never passed out from like
You've
not
never
drinking in my life.
Okay.
But until I went and it happened in Bali like on a boat because we were doing like the rocking motion.
Okay.
I don't get seasick. But after that, I was terrified of it because I just felt like myself like, oh, fuck. And then I just like woke up on the ground, like face down. They were trying to like lift me up and I felt like I couldn't move. It was
I thought you said you didn't pass out.
No, she said you didn't
until
that happened.
Until that point. Okay. And so like because I had heard of it happening.
Yeah.
But that feeling like still haunts me and it hasn't really happened since. Because
you're just like full weakness and like, it is crazy.
You
and
almost
you
feel
kind of
like
fuck?
Dead. Like you're like, oh, I can't move. Like I tried to speak and my tongue was like falling out of my mouth. It was like, that's it was really good coffee because I spilled my coffee everywhere and I'm like muttering and like, I couldn't.
It's frightening. It's crazy.
It was terrifying. I thought like I had like a brain aneurysm.
Oh Jesus! Well, I'm glad you didn't.
It is crazy.
You gotta hit the little stretch routine though.
I don't do that though. I just kind of wake up and then I chill for a moment and then I'll get up. But I don't know. I don't really stretch. My dog's like my little alarm clock too, so he'll bark at me when
I'm not like. I mean,
oh, that's cute. You know, my dog
I'm
sleeps
like,
till cute. Noon.
I'm not like a fucking like, get up, physical dude. Specimen, but you know, I do have a physically active job, so your body gets tight. So I stretch that shit out. I'm in a relationship now, and she fucking will like help me stretch, which is
that's nice. Yeah, having a partner to help you stretch.
You
stuff
are
is
the
good.
Goat for that. It is so nice. It has made a huge difference. But,
which, by the way, she made a funny claim. She said that eating eggs is like eating pussy.
I love you, Hannah, and that wasn't what I was trying to segue into, and I know you're watching, but thank you for stretching me, darling. And also, we're running the question. We're running your bit.
I need to know if that's real, because I don't know.
Well, I've never had eggs. Full disclosure, I've never eaten an egg by itself.
Okay.
I've had eggs in things like
but
French toast.
But you've eaten pussy.
I have.
Then you should
and
do
I
them
enjoy.
And see. You should
so
have
now
an egg
I feel
just
like
to
I,
see.
I'm probably going to have to
do
now
the pussy challenge
see.
At that shit.
You'd be like, and then scrambled eggs.
Well, have you indulged in that?
Eggs or pussy?
Well, both. Meaning,
not at the
can
same
you?
Time.
She's definitely.
Meaning, is that comparison correct though? Is
that's
what I was
new
trying
content.
To put together.
Coming soon.
That is new content. Yeah, eggs and pussy.
I mean, I feel
protein and pussy. The Molly diet.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Protein and pussy.
Protein and pussy, the Molly fucking diet. Great. That's how you get shreds, that's how you get jacked.
Femme Dom Vic coming soon.
We just created a new thing. That's great, dude. Protein and pussy is pretty awesome.
I just pictured, like, just a scoop of protein powder. Just,
oh, yeah. Oh, just yeah. Right, right off the butt cheeks.
Oh, my God. That's good stuff. We need the pre-workout. Just snort that shit off a butt cheek.
Porno studios, if you need a creative development team, we'll send you our ideas for films, and you give us a cut if you make the film.
I keep forgetting that I jammed my thumb, and I just high-fived myself.
You clapped it.
Good job, dumbass. Right, so,
gotta get you a little splint.
With eggs, I mean, I don't think that eggs taste like pussy.
No, it's more like a texture thing, I think, hold on.
Wait, texture?
Yes. Yeah, God damn it. Let me get in here because I can get rid of the confusion.
There's a few ways that this can go. Because if you're going like over easy, and then what? Are you like sticking your tongue in to like break the yolk? And you're like, because if it comes out that liquidy, you're either doing a great job or something's wrong. Yeah. If it's scrambled eggs, I have thoughts, concerns, and prayers.
Yeah.
Like, because scrambled is a bit like, what happened?
You were going to get the texture thing.
That's a lightly beat pussy. No, the way that this
whip up those eggs.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd be lightly.
Have you seen the whip up those eggs?
What is that?
Oh, never mind.
Okay. I don't know.
So for those who don't know internet lore, it like whisk up those eggs. It's like a cooking show.
Yeah.
And then it switches to a porn where a guy is whisking eggs in a girl's mouth as his penis.
Oh,
okay.
So it's like, whisk up those eggs, and then it's like, blah, blah, blah.
She must have
it's pretty
big
funny,
mouth.
Honestly.
I mean,
it's more funny than, like, attractive. That's pretty funny.
But I mean,
it's not as bad as scarring as I thought it would, but that is pretty funny.
Okay, so please explain the eggs versus pussy things.
So, Derek is a picky eater, admittedly. No slam on my boy here.
No, it's okay. I've openly admitted it.
And,
so what is it, like and shaved, hairy, what's...
No. Yep.
But I do like them shaved.
You gotta clean it up. There you go. He gave you the answer.
I gave you the answer.
So it's like, there's a lot of things that he hasn't eaten, so it's hard to describe something to
like
somebody
dick.
Texturally. Don't eat
thankfully.
Any dick, buddy. Yeah. It's hard to just, like, we were trying to make it in terms that it makes sense. He said he ate pussy, and in reply to that, she was like, scrambled eggs. And then he was like, so pussy tastes like scrambled eggs? You might have been able to get them on the eggs then.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, texturally. Like, it's slippery and...
Well, there's how slippery are your scrambled eggs?
Guess it
depends on your preference.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I guess I would compare, have you had, like, steamed cauliflower?
Never.
Oh.
No.
Never.
Jesus.
So, I mean, this
should we do an episode where we just make Derek try a bunch of food?
We have,
but I want to do that again. I need to do it more because I just did it with like fast food stuff, but it would be cool to have like someone actually cook like
if
or like
wanna,
a chef.
If you want to be there
that,
for
yeah.
that,
yeah.
We can
we
have you comment
that
on that because I never had a taco until that episode too. Like,
Derek
until
is
I was
a
like
very good
something,
sport.
So, but
and,
I did it.
And it's fun. It's fun. And like, I've had multiple people tell me, like, those episodes are hilarious, and it's good. So
you hit me, what did you hit me with that was, like, absolutely atrocious?
Coleslaw.
Oh,
right
God,
out of
that
there.
Was just traumatized.
Right.
That was just so good. That was an insta, like, It's, like, it is a texture thing to me. Like, it's hard to explain, but, like, the way something's textured, regardless of flavor, I'm just like, it just really bothers me.
Oh,
okay,
I know.
So you understand.
Because sometimes those be, like, chopped up chicken, right? And the chicken's fine, but then I get one piece that's, like, really hard. And I can't eat the
that.
Rest of the chicken. So I'm like, well, it's ruined now.
Yeah. Okay, so
I never liked this anyway.
People understand it to some degree. Yeah, it is strange, but, you know.
I'll give stuff a second chance.
Okay, but I'm still struggling with the pussy is like scrambled eggs.
I
Get Soul. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TWND to save 30% on your order. You can find a nice variety of different beverages, gummies. They have sleep gummies. They have Big Brain Soul gummies with a little bit of caffeine. They're tangerine and they're so yummy. And you can stress less. You can stress fucking less by going to GetSoul.com and using code TWND to save 30% on your order. Don't stress about the apocalypse. Just get high. We all have bad habits, and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing peach blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
I mean, maybe this experiment
if you're fingering
now.
Your scrambled eggs, maybe if you're like...
No, but like, let's just say, okay, stay with me now. We make like a lightly wet scrambled egg, okay?
And we predominantly egg white.
And we No.
Because egg white is runnier.
Runny is not the ploy here. You just want like a good... like whipped scrambled egg, and then you put it in a little bowl and you close your eyes and you give it a little mim, and then if there's a willing volunteer, you give them a mim with your eyes closed, and then
okay,
you know,
so for me it would make more sense.
Should be texturally kind of the same. So if you've eaten pussy, you can eat eggs.
I question
eggs.
If you've eaten pussy.
I have.
Okay, because I feel
it's been a long time, I'll say that. It's been a long time.
So you're just trying to figure out the texture of eggs, correct? Because what I would compare like a pussy to, the texture of licking a...
Because
the texture of licking a pussy would be like getting a Capriati sub, putting the meat towards your mouth, and then like sticking...
licking meat?
Like sticking your tongue between the folds of the meat.
If your shit smells like a Capriati...
Well, she didn't say smell. It's a texture. You could clothespin your nose for all I give a fuck. Put some Vaseline in there.
I'm immediately going to smell... like that's...
I'm gonna tongue fuck a Capriati just to fuck with you, and I'll tag you, and then you'll be upset.
You will be upset
because that is the texture. You cannot tell me that the eggs is the texture of pussy,
but actual meat is not.
I was trying to bridge Sammy. A gap for him so he could like relate and understand. Okay. It wasn't the best analogy, you know. I'm not willing to die on this hill. I realize now it was a bad one.
But the funny thing is, because we've talked about this on our pod and then like multiple episodes with Jeff and also on our own, but he has misophonia.
Yeah.
And so you sending him a video of doing that with a sandwich would probably send him into...
I'll make really loud sounds too.
For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to leave all my shit on silent, yeah. Even the videos.
I'm just going to be like...
I hope you do send them that now, because it would actually be really funny.
What's like the worst?
She'll do like a video flexing, and then like in the middle of it, it'll just go...
Tell me if I'm wrong. Is the worst for you slurping?
Wait, so do you not like people to make sounds when they blow you? I mean, I'm sorry. You're one woman. Do you not want her to make sounds when she blows you? Sorry if that's inappropriate, girlfriend.
No. That's fine.
Okay. Because it would be slurping.
I feel like
she compares eggs to pussy, she's a freak, so there is some slurping going on. So I think you overcome it for those moments, which I'm really like, proud of you.
I mean, honestly, in that scenario, it doesn't bother me. If somebody's slurping on your dick, how could you be upset or like annoyed by that? You should be like, that's great.
We're going to cure your misophonia.
Good blowjobs,
girl. Oh, yeah, the misophonia is cured when you're getting a blowjob. That's we're raising awareness. Yeah. My fellow male, or actually women should get head too. Maybe that'll cure their misophonia.
Speaking of, I heard that you kiss your dad on the lips.
I did when I was a little boy. We haven't done it in a long time.
It is weird.
Dad wanted like a little godfather peck, like we're fucking Italians, then I would do it. I love my dad. I feel like he doesn't want to kiss. I feel like all of you are super judgmental about the loving, totally normal relationship that I have with my dad.
In truth, I just saw that clip like 5 minutes before you guys pulled up, and I was like, clip. Oh.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. Jeff doing the little...
Yeah. yeah.
I don't want to hug anymore. Yeah.
Kissing your parents on the mouth.
I think let some people do that when their kids are like really, really little, though. Like, like baby to like, you know, 3-4. But at some point, it's weird because Tom Brady, he brought up real quick. Sorry. Tom Brady kisses.
Yeah, that's hella weird.
His grown child on the lip. Like,
like a little face cradle and everything. Just like, child. I don't
he's sucking his soul.
Have you seen the guy who like injects his son's blood to like stay younger?
No.
Brian Johnson.
Oh, is it that guy?
The Blueprint Project guy.
I think so,
the guy that
like
does
that.
All the crazy
like,
shit.
Like, does infusions with his son. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
His son's his blood boy for sure.
But I thought that he also, like, abandoned his son or something, so they've reunited so that he can, like, transfuse his son's
youth. Yeah, probably.
He's like, so anyway, I gave birth to you and I wasn't around, but I would like to live forever, so I'm just going to need a little bit of your blood.
But if you're just always on this regimented schedule doing the same thing over and over, are you really fucking living? You're not living. You're just trying to set a record or like, what the fuck are you living for?
In that sense, if you're like living to not die, then I would argue you're not really living.
That's
right?
Because
you're
saying.
Always in the fear of like, I got to do all these things so I don't die. It's like, just live, dude. You know,
are you
not to
of
not
dying?
Die, but to live longer.
I am.
Fuck,
I'm
no.
very fearful. He's not. I am very fearful of it.
What do you fear the most about death?
What do I fear the most? I mean, for me, it's just the idea that it's eternity. Like, okay, so like for me, right, we talked the universe is infinite. Your brain can't understand infinity. So like when you really think about it, it's like, okay, my life is this short and death is infinite. And infinite is forever. And that's what fucking frightens me, is it's forever. There is no time. There is no whatever. It's just...
So you don't
forever.
Think you don't think that you get like different chapters? To...
I don't know. It's the idea that we don't know, right? So I'm hoping there's something. But if you're just gone forever, if someone came to me, right?
Damn,
was just
I
like,
didn't even wear my cross. I just
if
realized.
Someone came to me and was like, "Hey, we're gonna give you life, and you won't know how long it is, but it could be anywhere between these times and this length, and it's not gonna be past this. But in exchange for that, you are gone forever." I would not choose life. If someone literally was just like, you get to live this for a short period of time, but you are then gone for eternity, I don't think that's a good trade. So I am hoping there's something after it, and I think there will be.
Who the fuck
but that's
says
what,
that's
would,
what
would
you're
put
in?
Your,
that's
I don't
like
know.
Such an insanely depressing because, ass take.
But would you put yourself into it. A simulation? Like into so you could live forever that way? If you're still having experiences,
I could transfer myself some like, and I knew it was a proven thing. This wasn't like you're the first one to try this. Mm-hmm. It's like some crazy, scary shit could happen. I probably would. Yeah. I probably would.
Okay,
I think it's interesting because like AI and all this like crazy technology is developing and it's outside of control. So it's something that's definitely a possibility
in the future.
Yeah. In the future, and maybe sooner than anyone even thinks. Like we have no idea what's happening. Yeah. I feel like we're at kind of a weird precipice in the world right now, where things could go really, really awesome or really, really terrible. And they probably both will, but it's just which one comes first.
Yeah.
You know
I just
what
hope,
I mean?
I like, I'm with him, like, where I'm not a very religious person, but I do hope there is something. Let me get to this point is I hope there's something after this. Because if life is just this and then nothing forever, I think that's just really fucking, that's
okay.
terrible. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Also,
like, that would suck.
I'm going to put you on the spot because I got a break in, so I can just ask this because you're cooking. So thanks. I want to ask you a question. So I want to ask you a question.
Sure. Hit me with it.
Do you think part of it, part of why you have a fear of death is you're afraid of being judged or potentially being weighed or being like you're having your life
I
measured.
Am terrified of being weighed. I'm like, why am I 161 pounds?
Well, not like physical weight, no, but you know, like just your life in general and like how do you feel about that?
Probably not so much. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm perfect. No one's ever perfect and I've made decisions that I wish I didn't make. But no, not really fear that. Again, it's just the fear of the unknown. And again, that it's the fact that it's forever. There's no coming back that I know of. I mean, maybe in some form. But my point is where I fight back and the people that are like, oh, you come back as another life. Well, but then you wouldn't know it because I don't have any recollection. I know you say you do, but I have no recollection that I was something else or someone else or whatever before this. So I don't necessarily believe that even if I turn into a whale or whatever, I'm on another planet in some other galaxy or something, you'll have no knowledge of that. So that also defeats the purpose. I'm not me anymore is my point. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I think
but maybe this
sucks.
Is just the first iterance of you.
Possibly. I mean, maybe. Possibly. Yeah, I guess possibly. That's a fair statement, like the first copy
of
myself.
So maybe it's like when people, and I know that people are scared of death and all that stuff, but it's always like people are like, what's the worst thing that could happen? And I'm always like, well, what's the best thing that could happen? Like maybe you don't have these crazy like deja vus or like dreams of whatever life, or maybe you don't like have that feeling, but maybe it is just like something that you keep doing. Maybe it's not, but yeah. it's kind of like you were saying, like, oh, like what's the point if it all just like ends now? Then the point is that it hasn't ended yet. Like that is the whole point. So maybe we come back as something that we don't remember. Maybe we come back as something we do, but maybe that is the point. It's just like, maybe if we didn't spend all this time worrying about what came after the now, because it's like then you start to lose out on this. It's like, well, what's the point? What if I don't do this, or what if I do this and it doesn't work? It's like, well, this is the only chance you have.
Yeah.
So try it.
Okay. Can I get that? So I have a bit after this. So just make sure. But I do. But I do have something to say. Yeah. I have a bit.
Oh, sorry.
So for me, the reason why I feel like I just know there's something else is, you know, my mother got diagnosed with cancer in 2019. Which really sucked. And we had a lot of like very deep discussions, and I wanted to have, like, I didn't want to feel like anything got left on the table. Like I wanted to talk to my mom. I wanted to tell her things that I hadn't told her. I wanted her to tell me things she hadn't told me.
Yeah.
You know, and she told me many times, she's like, I'm not ready to die, Kyle. She's like, I want to keep living. And I was like, I know you do, Mom, but I'm like, we gotta take advantage of the days that we got and hope that there's more of them. And if there isn't, then at least we did the best we could with the ones that we had.
Yeah.
So when she passed away in our home, my sister and I moved back, because this was all during COVID times and stuff. So it kind of worked out to where we were all at home anyways. So she passed in our home, and, you know, it's unfortunate. I'm really, you know, my mother was a nurse. My dad was a firefighter and EMT. I've grown up around medical people. Like, I'm very pragmatic when it comes to that. I understand, like, when people die, their body slowly shuts down. She was doing these big gasping breaths, and then she took the last breath, and she passed away. And so she died with her mouth open, which is just unfortunate, because it's like you would like your loved one to just, like, you know, look at rest and not look, like, with their mouth open. Yeah. But the reality of it is, you know, that is part of death.
Yeah.
So all these things were happening on this day because my mother's best friend had also passed away, also of cancer. Fuck. And her funeral was that morning that my mother passed away.
Oh, my God.
My sister was supposed to sing at the service, and my dad was supposed to give the eulogy. So our mother slash wife passes away, and they both have to, and I said, you have to go to Sherry's service. I'll stay here. Because there's a whole procedure. You have to call the police. We had a really nice police officer who was super duper helpful. I cannot remember his name. Shout out to him. He was hella cool and very respectful. And the medical examiners have to come. And there's a whole procedure.
To make sure you didn't murder someone.
So,
obviously.
You know, yeah. I'm sitting there in the living room of my home with my mother's corpse. Because, you know, we are Catholic. I was born and raised Catholic. And, you know, she is her... Her spirit has left her body. She has gone to the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, it's just kind of unfortunate because she had her mouth open. So I'm texting a couple of friends. Yeah, Mom just passed out. Because they all knew that we were kind of in the end game.
Yeah.
So I texted our friend Chris, and he just immediately FaceTimes me. Chris is a great friend. He's lived in California for years, so we don't get to hang out that often, but love Chris. And we're talking, and he's like, oh, your mom is still there. And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, I had been talking to him for a couple of minutes. I turn and look, and she was smiling. Like, her mouth had gone from being, like, to a big smile. And I'm like, she made it home.
Mm.
And I'm just a big believer in signs. Yep. I've had a lot of signs throughout my life. And, you know, some of them I've ignored, and I've ended up in bad places and shit. And you learn to recognize them and respect them. And
so you're with him where you're not afraid of it as well then? Okay.
So I feel like there's something else. Like, I feel like,
I'm not going to, like, go, like, put myself in immediate danger. But I used to all the time because I was like, well, I don't care. And I hated my life and all this stuff. And now I have, like, a respect for my life, and like that it is very valuable. And I look back on all these situations that could have ended much worse than they did. And I've already been through some shit. So now I'm just like much more conscious of like, make the time count, make it matter. Because even with something like writing the book or whatever, I was like, I never thought that I could do something like this. So I'm going to do it because who knows?
I do strongly believe in that. Regardless of my fear of death, I do believe, like, if this is it, regardless of what happens after this, you need to do things that make you happy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I struggle with things like that and depression and all that stuff. Like, all of our problems.
But if I got in a car accident, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm ready, take me. Like, it's not something that I guess it just, I don't think about it.
Yeah, so and if it happens, you're like, you just fuck, I'm going to be dead. Like, that's
probably
it.
The healthy way to be, and I wish I was more like that, because you just got to live and just enjoy things in your life. But I hope something cool happens. happens. I hope we end up in. I'm a very sci-fi guy, so it'd be cool to like end up in another planet or another galaxy or something.
I don't want fucking aliens. No aliens, dude.
I think it'd
no
be cool.
Aliens.
You want to have an alien on as a guest for your pod? You guys would like
as long
go
as they're
off.
Cool,
you know what the biggest mind fuck would be? This is what I'll end on this because I do think it would be insane. Is imagine we die and then you snap out and then you do realize that you put yourself as another being in a simulation to live this life.
That would be like a
wouldn't
crazy
that be like
would
that be an insane that mind? That would be kind of like insane. You're like, whoa.
That's probably definitely shit. Actually going to happen.
Right? Isn't that kind of, that would be fucking pretty crazy. You're like, whoa.
Okay.
That was a so, it's just like, you've just been playing a game for like an hour.
Yeah.
So, is that my phone that's just ringing? Oh, man. I hope that hasn't just been going on the whole fucking time.
No,
I can barely hear it in the mic, so we
yeah,
should
same.
Be good.
I was like, there's definitely a phone. Right
I heard something too, but I thought maybe I was just like having
just
another aneurysm.
First part is it's one of those fucking spam callers. It's not even anything important. It's not my dad, my
it's
sister,
just,
my girlfriend. It's fucking nobody.
You've been
important.
Approved for a $50,000 line of credit. Just call back to
some spam bullshit.
But, someone's getting into your Coinbase.
You've brought it up multiple times, and we did talk about it on the last pod. How is the book going? Like you
well,
seem
I finished
like you're
the
really...
one. I'm about halfway through book two now.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
Cruising.
So just hit 422 pages or something.
Damn.
Like that.
How long
sick.
Is the first one?
680.
Oh shit!
That's
nice.
A good read.
Oh yeah, you're like happy with it? Stoked about it?
Yeah.
Or okay, cool. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no like more revisions, really. It's kind of just.
So it was gonna be five, and now it's gonna be seven because I just keep thinking up lore. I just keep getting like these ideas, and then like writing all this like backstory and stuff. And I think it's to the point that if I can pull this off, which I can, I could also probably write other books for like prequel. Posts.
Sick. I mean, generally, when it comes out or when you're okay with people reading it, let me know. I would actually
like
to check it out.
Yeah, I would love to read the book, too. And also, I want
to
say, if you get Hunger Games, or what the fuck is the name of the other one, with Shailene Woodley, what the fuck is that
called? Oh, I
know.
Oh, God, I know what you're talking about, but now it's blanking. Oh, my God. I know what you're talking about.
Sorry. Doesn't matter. One of those, one of the, you know, if you get a movie
The Maze Runner? The Maze Runner?
Sure,
that too. The Maze Runner, whatever, yeah.
If you get a movie, get us on as extras. I just want a little role.
Just put us, like,
some
in the back.
Some little funny shit. No, 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 I want a line. Let me hit a funny line. Just one. That's it. One movie, one line.
You know what the funny thing is? By the time that stuff all comes out, and if there was ever some sort of fan base for it, movies would probably just be made by AI.
Oh yeah,
just make it
maybe.
Myself.
Would you let your books be translated
AI,
into movies
there.
If you got offered that? Like, would you
into
let them
movies?
Be translated into a film? Because sometimes
I
authors,
see them
authors
in my
like
mind,
that.
Like okay. a film. Like, I've actually had dreams about my book where I'm like in. Because I told you I can't picture something when I like think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I remember.
But in my
that.
Dreams, I can see everything, and so I'm just like, I would love for it to be.
That would
be
sick. We'll put that
but
in the universe for
the
you.
Book, the book
that
is the most important part, as everyone knows.
Let me get a part.
And
be like, holy shit, we know her.
Put me and Derek at like a burger restaurant or something. We're the employees, the Naturals Burgers.
Oh my God. And another important thing is to make sure to follow the Naturals Pod. You guys want to let them know where they can find you?
Thank you.
Yes. At the Naturals Pod.
I
and
think
also,
this was tier one. I think that
and
one.
Also, if you go to thenaturalspod.com, we've got some kick-ass merch. Derek's wearing the hat.
We do. Hat,
high quality,
shirts.
Can they buy my
you.
Farts there? I mean, your farts?
Oh, okay. So speaking of which, right at the end of the episode... We got okay. Also, at Sweet Derek Productions, follow him as well.
Yeah, thank you. We're on everything too, by the way. Spotify, Apple, YouTube.
We're
going to
be doing some other collabs and possibly producing a new pod in the near future. So we'll see about that. I mean, that'll be mainly Derek. I'm just kind of supporting him. Okay, so we got to expand the universe. So we got the jar. The Molly's Mist, and I had another idea because
I thought you were going to say, and I had a fart, so I put it inside.
No. I would never. So. If you're doing the panty shipping thing, I feel like fellas, if you're out there, if you're a panty purchaser, let us know if you're into this. I feel like you want them to be kind of fresh, you know? You don't want them to dry out in transit.
Oh, they don't. I steal those motherfuckers. You have a new product for me?
Well, what I was going to say is we need to make a humidifier bag for the inside that you pop in with the panties so they stay juicy. So you get them like gym fresh, fellas.
That's a really good idea.
Isn't that good? Moisties. So
good.
Now you put them in with the panties and it keeps the panties fresh.
We should make
moist.
A cartoonized version of your face.
Sometimes things get lost in transit, and if that happens, then by the time they get to you, still fresh. That's
right.
A great idea.
If your package is delayed, don't worry. They'll still be moist.
That's awesome.
Moisties.
Look at this idea
machine. I had to tape it onto a dispensary bag. This is just a working, you know,
it's just
mock-up.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Mock-up. Yeah. The jars
are
coming
pitch.
Along.
Yeah, we're pitching right now. We're pitching.
I'm sold. Sharks? Nope, just me. All right.
Hell yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like we could actually legitimately turn that one into a business.
Yeah, for
no
sure.
No shade on your farts. You know?
No.
I'm sure there's a market for those too still.
I don't think they can afford it. Well, this has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast. Thank you guys for joining. And then did you guys drop your Instagram handles yet?
Yeah, Sweet Derek Productions, The Naturals Pod.
Check us out on YouTube. Thanks, The Naturals Podcast.
A lot of fun as always.
Molly will be on ours again soon.
Your homework for this week is to sniff a pair of my panties. We'll see you next time.
As long as they're moist.
What does C-U-N-T spell?
Cunt.
I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty Podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Take a moment, brush it off, let it go. Hey!